I don't know how to start it.
Hi, welcome to the Beige Couch Podcast, where we sit in a room and I sit in a not beige couch, but they do.
Is this separate from Palm?
Yeah. I've decided I'm going to make the Peace of My Mind podcast just like me, and when I do like the online ones on like appear.in, this one's going to be more like a guest base. And the idea is to have people actually here and not online. So we'll see. Caleb's coming on Friday. Spoiler alert, Caleb Popple is our guest on Friday, and I'm going to upload it on Tuesday. So there's that.
You're getting ahead of the game.
I know. He was supposed to be this week, but then he couldn't do it. So I'm going to see if... What was I going to say? Can't remember what I was going to say. Doesn't matter. But welcome. We got Lance here and Zeke here. We make videos.
Oh, I should probably say hello.
Oh, say hello?
Hello.
I didn't say you could talk. But I did say, like, I introduced you. Oh, Zeke is talking, but he's not.
I'm turning my mic off.
Now you can say whatever you want.
Oh, all right.
So anyway, as usual, I am probably not
interrupting.
Should we just start over? Yeah. I'm just kidding. As usual, I don't have any plans.
Are we starting over?
No, I was kidding about. We're not actually starting over. I want to go ahead and clarify that.
Over?
For the record. Set the record straight.
To set the record straight,
we're not
you just got a notification on your watch, and I could see it.
Oh.
Is it Snapchat, and you still don't have the app? Like, it doesn't, like, show the app logo?
Oh, no, now it shows it.
Oh.
Please don't read my private messages on my watch.
Sorry.
Can I
need to get one of those black screensavers where no one can see it unless it's at the right angle.
I used to have a name for that, but I don't want to say it on here. Lance knows, I think.
I'll turn my mic off.
He remembers. My mic might fall. Look at how it's barely hanging on. So that'll be, if you hear a crash, that's what it is. Also, we have some sound paneling in here that I forgot I had, and Lance gave me placement, so I'm using that.
I recommend it on the ceiling. That would really help.
We could put it,
yeah,
I've got a hook up there.
Help.
I've got that, would it really?
Yeah.
I'll take yours.
Because we talk, and it goes up.
I was supposed to get that stuff from Bryce. Hey, Bryce, if you're listening,
Bryce,
I'll still take your stuff.
Bryce, boy. Yeah, you can have... I have mine on cardboard, too, and you just use command strips and put it up.
Ooh. Put them in command. This mic keeps falling away from my mouth. I want it right there. Dude, it's going to fall for sure.
It's going to hit your crotch right in the crotch.
I've got a huge hole in my crotch. Can y'all see it from there?
Yeah.
Oh, we got some blue...
Sure enough. Yeah, that was...
Why is part of it brown?
Should we restart? We should probably restart. I'm just going to keep saying that.
We're
going to restart. For the record, we're not going to...
Every time you say something we don't like, every time you say something you don't like, you go, we're restarting.
I don't like that. All right,
didn't you make fun of somebody? All right, we're restarting.
Lance is still coughing. Oh, no. Oh, I was going to say he's
going to... Restart.
Oh, we're going to restart. I didn't like
you
how that...
Take
the mic away. He did it first. But you're going to hold your mic like a... What's his name? The guy at Liberty. I said this last podcast and I forgot his name again. David Nasser. He holds his mic like this, like at his heart, just up to his chest.
I like to do the bow and just let it sit on my beard.
Just sit it there. So he places his mic pretty far away from his mouth, but it's still louder than any person that comes on and volunteers.
Yeah.
Like, usually they don't, like, project their voice enough. This mic is stressing me out.
I just hold it with the tips of
his
fingers. Lance is really fondling his mic. I'm watching him. He just keeps... Can you hear that? Yeah, let's restart. Your arm is the stand. Adjust it.
Shoot,
it's a little high.
for
people listening, Zeke is adjusting his arm mic. He's got an arm, like his actual arm, not like an arm, but like an arm, you know. Tomorrow we're shooting a. No, wait. I keep thinking today's Friday. Does it feel like Friday to anybody?
It felt like Monday to me, actually.
What did you do yesterday? Did you not have work yesterday?
No, I worked, but today in the staff meeting, James was like, what did he say? He was like, Sunday. No, he said yesterday. That's what confused me.
He said yesterday talking about Sunday?
I watched Jonathan and Lance run student ministry, so that confused me for the rest of the day.
I feel that.
Yeah.
But let's set the record straight today. Can we start over?
Set the record straight.
Can we start over and do this yesterday?
Yeah.
Yesterday.
Oh, that's what I was going to say. So I invited Zeke and Lance to the podcast, but I sent them a text at 2 a.m. and I said tomorrow. And Zeke thought I meant like, so I sent it on Sunday at 2 a.m. and I said, do you guys want to be on a podcast tomorrow? And Zeke said yes, but he was thinking I meant like the actual tomorrow that would have made sense as in Tuesday. But I said tomorrow as in I haven't gone to sleep yet, so this is still Sunday. That's what the confusion was.
Okay,
so
when you said Monday, I was like, wait.
Then because when you said, oh, I thought you meant Tuesday, I was like, oh, that would definitely make sense because I did text it on Monday, but I hadn't fallen asleep for
the
night.
I didn't realize you said that at 2 a.m.
It was at 2 a.m., and that's why, yeah. Because then you probably woke up to it, and it was like, oh, tomorrow makes sense to be Tuesday.
Yeah, I didn't write the time on that. I was like,
yeah, it was middle of the night that I sent it. So when you said you couldn't, I was like, oh, well, that makes sense. Yeah.
You guys want to do a podcast right now? It's 2 o'clock in the morning.
I was like, Zeke, are you coming over? And he's like, oh.
Also, I got a notification on YouTube that said you're playing Fortnite at 2 a.m., young man.
I play Fortnite a lot.
At 2 a.m.
Staying up.
Do you ever sleep, actually?
Not really. No, I do sleep. And actually, I go to sleep late, but I wake up late, too, so it's really...
Really?
It doesn't... Yeah, I end up waking up at like 10 or 11.
I'm not that late if you were up at 4.
I'm not up at 4. I usually go to sleep at like 2. Two or three.
I've been going to bed pretty early. No, but I have to because of...
Is it a competition? Class. Can we start over? I don't like the competition that we're having right now.
And Zeke, don't talk about how early...
Oh, yeah?
Here, I'm going to cover the mic. Zeke, stop talking about how your sleep schedule. I don't care about your circ...
I went to sleep at 9.
I don't know if I've ever gone to sleep at 9.
I found out that Jason Bateman, the actor...
The actor from Game Night?
Actually goes to bed at like 7:30.
That's Rollin, too.
Really?
He goes to bed at 7:30 p.m. And I was like, I can't. I've never fallen asleep at 7:30 p.m. ever.
I've taken like a nap at 7:30, but then if I accidentally I don't like to take naps. I end up falling asleep.
Me too.
And then it like is considered a nap, but I wasn't, it wasn't like planned,
yeah.
Whereas naps are planned. But if I fall asleep, like after like 4 o'clock, Lance dropped his mic. If I fall asleep like after 4 o'clock, I literally stay awake till like 5 in the morning. I was up till 5 or 6 the other day. Not like, I was like, please go to sleep. And then it didn't happen.
Every time I beg myself to go to sleep, I never do, so then I just try to forget about it, and then eventually I do. So it's a competition again.
I just listen to a podcast, preferably Palm, to help me fall asleep.
Oh, that's me. Hey, if you want to go and listen to A Piece of My Mind, I recorded one last night because I couldn't sleep, and I was like, you know what, I'm awake. I'm just going to...
The July one?
Just kidding. The July one?
June 5th.
June 5th? Yeah, is the July. June 5th rambling?
June
if you want
to
go check out my... Follow me on Instagram. Just kidding. Really?
Part.
How it was only like 10 minutes. I, yeah.
Then I was like, all right.
Can we start over?
Yeah.
We said yeah at the same time. I don't like that. I had something to say and I forgot what it was.
I feel like an old person because
I know. So, Lance just got his eyes dilated. So he's wearing sunglasses inside, which if you're watching the live stream, which shout out to the live stream. I stream on my Bayfield channel if you want to go and check that out. But he's wearing sunglasses right now inside. And one might say, that's dumb, but it's not. So
they're
step
white
off.
Lights, very white.
What if he was blind? Would you say the same thing? Would you
if he was blind, would you speak to a blind man the same way?
Can you not? Don't try to talk over me.
Oh,
Let's
sorry.
Restart.
Let's restart.
Wait, I have a quick question
don't make
for you guys.
Don't make. Yeah.
If y'all are watching a like professional music video or any type of professional film, if somebody has sunglasses, do you get like? Mad when you see
the camera
in the background.
Oh yes,
or
when we filmed Willie Z you could see the camera light
on the
phone. I mean the camera light on top of the camera like in the mirror, and I hate it. Like I wish that we could go back and refilm that scene.
Maroon 5 just released a video and Millie Bobby Brown's in it and she's wearing sunglasses and you can see the camera and the ring light in her sunglasses.
Ring lights are different because like I think that they intentionally like you like beauty vloggers or whatever will use a ring light because you can they like how it looks.
Yeah.
For music videos though?
Not for music videos.
That's easy to mask out too.
To mask their eyeball out?
To mask the camera out of the sunglasses. You can do that.
It was a cool music video though.
I need to go and see it. So shout out to Maroon 5.
A lot of girls.
If you guys he touched a lot of girls?
He touched Millie
Bobby. Oh no. Did you ever see I think it was a Rolling Stone cover with Adam Levine, and he had a woman's hand over his crotch, like up,
oh, yeah,
up and under.
Every time, yeah.
And I just think, whenever I see Adam Levine,
Every time I see it. No.
He sees it a lot.
Because for some reason, I always forget him. And then.
Oh yeah. Anytime you type in album. Yeah.
And I'm like, what?
You type in Adam Levine and you see a woman cradling his crotch from underneath. And you don't see her. You just see a hand. And he's got his hands out. So he's not even trying to protect himself.
Yeah,
it could. It's got woman hands. No. She's underage. She's dating Jacob Sartorius. Isn't that unfortunate?
I hate him.
Oh, yeah. There was like beef that I can't even remember because I don't care enough.
He cheated on her.
He like, before they even were dating, I don't care.
He was on drama.
How old is she?
Like 14. Yeah,
so is it even technically cheating?
Is it cheating? Jacob Sartorius is older, I think.
Yeah, he's like 16.
She does look older than him.
He might be 17 now.
Forever, she's always 11 years old. So, that's good. Oh, all right. Can we restart? That was me.
Like, stop calling me.
I'm not 11.
They call her.
I'm 30.
Hey, you're 11.
No, I'm not. I'm 36.
Dude, when she's 91, like Betty White. Hey, you're 11.
No one's gonna remember. She's 91.
She's like, thank you, sweetie.
She's a great actor. She'll be in the game for a long time.
I used to be a Stranger Things. What is that?
Don't worry about it. It was a cult classic. They're like, why was it on VHS? Oh, it wasn't. That was just how the box looked. It's not actually that old.
Dude, I'm calling it. Dustin will be the next like Jonah Hill. Zach Galifianakis.
No way. He's
older.
He's got a
funny
few
guy.
He's not like inappropriate enough.
He's young. When he's older.
Yeah, but
he's gonna be another show soon, I feel like.
In Superbad, they were like 15. Like Michael Cera and Seth Rogen and Jonah Hill were all like little boys and they were already ridiculous.
They wrote it
in high school and then filmed it. I think they were like 19 when they filmed it. But
that movie's so funny.
It's so funny. And Chris, I can never remember his last name, but the other guy. The,
Brat?
No.
Rock?
No.
His best friend in the
yeah.
movie?
Oh, it's like a really long double name.
The one who's in Arrested Development?
No, that's
that?
Michael Cera.
I always forget.
Speaking of Arrested Development, have you seen the new season?
I'm on like episode 6 right now.
It's actually good. Like,
so funny.
The
I just love it.
First through three, 1 through 3 were great. The fourth season was terrible. Like, it was just not good. And then the fifth season, I think I'm on 7 or 8.
Stuff.
I'm farther than Zeke. Let the record show. Can we restart? I didn't mean to.
Why is it always a I'm out.
Zeke's leaving.
It's always
for those listening, Zeke has left the premises. Oh, he's back. Wait, he's back.
Oh.
I left.
Wait. My narrative changed.
Fabrizio, Impractical from the Discord. Said, if you see this message, I got a question for Lance. What's going on with the hair? With Lance's hair? Although it does look very froey in that angle, in that camera angle, though.
Wow.
Froey. Do you have a pick?
No.
Could you even pick your hair?
No.
Does it tangle too much?
Yeah. Well, not
pick.
Tangle too
yeah.
much.
Yeah. Like.
It's too soft.
I like to use a toothpick for mine.
I've got a comb if you want to stick it in there.
No,
actually, I probably got lice. We
wait,
shave
you
it.
Cut my hair.
Right now? No, because isn't it too short?
Cut my hair for the podcast.
Isn't a 12 too short?
Imagine that.
Here's
my podcast.
And
today I'm getting a haircut.
And all you hear is this the vibe. That's a loud one, too.
Whoa.
I cut too much off. We're just making an ASMR of cutting
his
hair. Shoot, it fell.
A 12, I feel like on the top of my head.
This is a 12, and I cut it yesterday.
Never mind.
Is that too short?
Cut my hair. I wanted to die.
It looks good.
It looks good right now.
Did you just cut it?
No.
It's like very even. Everything's just even.
Thank you.
We're talking about Zeke. For those on the podcast, he's got nice hair.
I'm not doing the up anymore.
You're just doing it to the side? I like it. It's a good move. It's a good motion.
It's a good move.
When people say, what's the move? Like that saying, I started saying, what's the motion?
What's the motion?
What's the motion? What's
the
locomotion? My comparison. I wasn't talking about that. I had something about Jason Bateman. Can we start over? I lost where I was going. Something about Jason Bateman. He was in Game Night. Lance is petting Zeke's head. Game Night was so good. We just watched it again. I didn't even show up on there. We're gonna do Foley for snow, and you just scrape Zeke's head. He doesn't actually have dandruff. Do you have dandruff?
No, but I used the head and shoulders thing though.
I have never had dandruff, but it's like one of my fears because there were always those kids in school that would wear black hoodies, and it just snowed on there.
And I ended up sitting behind them.
And you could just, like, you go,
You guys wanna throw some snowballs around?
Walking in a winter wonderland, am I right?
Kid doesn't get it. He's like, what are you talking about?
Nothing. And we are making fun of them.
Let me publicly say I am.
Like, take care of yourself. It's one of those things where it is an issue, and like you can.
Do they know?
Do they That's know? Because if you know you have dandruff, why would you wear a black hoodie?
Why would you go in public?
Why would you go out? And, why would you have hair?
Just get head and shoulders.
Buzz your head.
Buzz your head.
If you buzz your head, do you think you get it back?
Get your head back?
No, like get dandruff. Dandruff.
Yeah, it's your skin. Dandruff is your skin. It's like dead skin in your hair. Like.
But I think if you buzz it, you still need to wash after you buzz it.
It's just probably easier to wash.
If you pick out your jacket and you see stuff's on it,
you're like, oh.
Should tell you.
Oh, it snowed today?
There.
Yeah, snow today?
How come this isn't melting?
It's July.
How come this isn't melting?
It doesn't. Yeah. I'm trying to think of any other thing where, like, how do people not notice? Like, dandruff is something that
breathing.
Are you breathing? No, I actually. Oh, breathing heavily? Sometimes Lance breathes really heavily, but we catch him on it. And he knows, though. Lance knows, at least. But sometimes, yeah. Like, we'll be watching a movie and you can hear Lance from across the room just breathing.
Eating loud. Sometimes I can catch myself. I don't mean to do it, too.
Sometimes you snort while you're eating.
I know somebody else.
Yeah.
I do?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
I might be laughing on my own joke.
Which
sometimes I guess you're really hungry and you're like,
oh no, yeah, I'm really hungry.
Sometimes I snort.
Sometimes my dad manners from my dad, I get it from my dad.
Yeah,
your dad manners.
When he eats,
man, you could be in another room, you'd be like, stop.
I can hear that. You're like
that,
in another state.
That's why he hated eating soup at your house so much, because I listened to your. I'm just kidding. Let's restart.
Let's just restart.
He's watching. He knows how to work it.
Who?
Oh,
hey there. So that's that.
But
something.
Eating though, I wanted to go back and.
Oh, go to eating.
When we went to go see the
place. Wait, first, hold on. How do we get to eating from dandruff? We went straight from dandruff with no segue directly into eating, but it flowed.
Annoying.
Oh, things that are annoying. Yeah. We said breathing heavily, and then snorting came out.
Yeah.
And then food. Okay. Yeah. Anyway, go ahead. Jason Bateman.
When we went to go see the Quiet Place.
Oh yes.
The guy sitting behind us ate so loud.
If you haven't seen A Quiet Place, there's like 90% of the movie is there's zero sound. Like, it's not like a little bit of ambiance. There's no sound in the, like, it feels like it's broken. You could hear the AC working. I recommend that movie. I got my sister to go and see it. I think she went and see it. Did you? It's a cat. Since there's like upholster.
Hmm.
So good. Welcome to the Brown Couch Podcast. Dude, I spelled beige wrong when I first uploaded the podcast. I spelled it B-I-E. Me. Because I was like, wait, that doesn't look right. Although it did look right. BG. Welcome to the BG Podcast. Dude, I got the hiccups now.
When Anthony gets the hiccups, it's crazy.
Okay, honey.
He gets it literally every 2 seconds.
But he's also talking, though, so it's hilarious.
Yeah. So he continues to talk?
He goes, and I...
Really, Anthony, take a breath. That's why you get hiccups, is when you talk too fast or you eat too fast. Anything that's like using your lungs too much, too quick.
It hurts so bad when I get hiccups. I hate it. Like, it hurts my ribs.
I usually only get the hiccups for like 3 hiccups, and they're usually really hearty. It's like, hiccup? No, it doesn't sound like that. It's like hard. It's like, ooh. Yeah.
That's not my idea.
It's literally like,
it feels like my rib cage.
Yeah, it comes from my stomach. Do you actually have the video?
Yeah.
Play it right now into the mic. I don't gotta dance, but I do. I do want to dance. That's my favorite picture ever. The most wanted from most wanted Costa Rica. I was telling somebody, I think Emma, I said, doesn't that picture kind of look like if you're going on a field trip to Costa Rica, this is like who you watch out for? It's funny. It looks so not like you that it's like, okay.
No, you had it on him. You had it actually on him.
I'm so excited to hear this. Everybody in the podcast, what we're about to do is listen to Anthony hiccup.
Keep going. If I could get a shout out, that would be great.
Hey, shout out Impractical. Shout out Impractical. He runs my Discord. My dad just sneezed. Bless you. Shout out to the Discord also in the link. Actually, it probably won't be in there. Never mind. You can come and join our Discord. What was that?
Sorry, one of my favorite things about him is when he goes for the high note, he apologizes.
Maybe I forgot to save it.
It's very sweet and considerate of him.
So here.
Oh, sorry.
He's apologizing to our ears.
Yeah, he's like, sorry.
This is true.
I'm like, thank you.
We can reenact his hiccups. Does everybody want to take turns?
I have to. He was like. Yeah, I have to have a sentence I'm going to talk about. Let me see.
Talk about. PewDiePie?
Like,
no, Anthony, stop.
But then
take
like,
a breath.
You told him, and then he kept laughing. It was so
like a little kid. A little kid.
Oh,
that's my ancient artifact.
I thought that was my phone making that noise. That was weird.
I'll break it.
Bing. I'll break it. What if it just fell on my head?
Found a stud.
You are us.
I already took that joke too fast. Too slow. Too slow. I don't know why I said too fast. I had something to say. Oh. Yeah, lactating. Throwback to the time I lactated on a stream one time. I've been wanting to make a video about this, but I haven't seen it. Have y'all seen the MKBHD video about the Google updates thing? And there's...
Yes, and it talks...
Yes, the Google Duplex.
Yeah, that's what
it's they've got a new thing that's...
It's a real person conversation with you.
It literally... Here, let me see if I can go find it. But basically, it's Google's version of Siri, but it puts in like ums and stuff. It's like, hey, can I get...
If you
a haircut.
It, it's. And you didn't know what you were calling. You think it was.
It sounds like it's gonna be like a legal issue. Like it literally sounds like you could fake somebody out. I'm gonna go and try to find the video
really,
so you can hear it.
Yeah. He was like, hi, is this John?
And like yes. Oh, hey, MKBHD, Google, Duplex. Dude, it's
really
scary.
When I was watching the video, I was like, this is really sweet. And then once it was over, I was like, we're
wait
all
a second,
die.
We're all gonna. Yeah, it's like robots are taking over. Oh, I gotta. Oh, dude, is this Tag? I'm getting an ad for Tag. It actually looks so funny.
I'm actually glad I got movie pass because there are like 5 movies coming out. That
I need to go see Solo. Can we go see it June 15th?
Oh,
I'm watching.
So
I'm house sitting.
Yeah, I want to see Tag.
Ocean's Eight.
That writing movie that's actually
no
mind. October.
I was so disappointed.
I'll go see Meg, but it's not like top on my list.
Yeah.
Whatever.
I hate shark movies.
Shark movies?
Yeah, shark movies. That's
Meg.
What Meg's about.
What is Meg?
The one with the megalodon.
Oh, I thought you were talking about Meg from like.
Dwight's in it. Dwight Schrute's in it. The guy who plays Dwight.
How are Jason Statham and Dwight Schrute in. I mean, Rain Wilson in the same movie?
He plays the funny guy.
About sharks?
Yeah. It's weird.
Huh.
It's huge. It's scaring me.
Oh, yeah, but Solo was good.
The mouth is probably as big as from here to there.
Dude, did you ever watch Shark Week? All right.
Oh, yeah, Life of the Party. I don't think y'all want to see
that. No, that looks terrible. You want to see it?
It
with? No, it doesn't.
Oh, it's, and the Queen movie.
It's free.
Bohemian Rhapsody.
Yeah, that doesn't come out until November, though.
Here, listen.
That,
this is the Google Duplex.
Pause the It didn't have to do that,
This is MKBHD.
I'd like to reserve a table for Wednesday the 7th.
They're using that
That's the bot, wait.
Specifically
that,
to
hold on,
mimic a human. Like, Google programmed it.
It does a longer one after this.
To make those sounds to convince the person that they're talking to.
Please go.
To believe
I
want to
skip over it.
And the rest,
oh, there
people.
We go.
For people when
that's the other person, but
next Wednesday at 6 p.m.
That's the bot.
Oh, actually, we need to for like after like 5 people. For people, you can come.
How long is the wait usually to be
needed? Isn't that scary?
When tomorrow or weekday or
for next Wednesday, the 7th.
Isn't that scary? Dude, it's straight up a human. Like, it's not, it doesn't sound like a robot at all.
Like, some of the.
Sometimes there's pauses.
Yeah
like forced.
Was that his voice too? Or was that just.
There's a girl voice too. There's a guy and a girl voice.
If it sounded like him or not. It sounded.
No, that wasn't MKBHD. It's some, I don't know. But,
Google hired.
Whoever, yeah. Some rant, but it's, I don't like it.
It's like an assistant, so you just tell it to call. People make appointments for you.
The example that they used was for places that you, to get appointments, you have to actually talk to somebody. So it was like a hair appointment. Or that was like a restaurant trying to get a time. But it's so scary. Like, and then they actually have like conversations. Like it's not like, can I get a reservation at 12 or at 6? And then they just say yes. It's like, can I get a reservation at 6? We have 7:15. Like, that works. It's creepy. Dude, like what if a business was running off of that bot? And then you got a bot to call that business, and it was two robots talking back and forth. Were they just like conspire like
what if the next
to take over?
Your voice?
they
uses
they
your voice.
They knock your voice out.
Y'all see the robot like Jimmy Fallon?
No.
That one was sweet too.
The bald one? That's like a woman
it's a woman and it does the same thing.
I think that was at the end.
It reads your emotions and the response based on your emotions.
Here, let me see if I think that's at the end of this video.
Yeah, she's crazy. She's crazy.
Listening.
The robot.
Pause. Now the goalpost is pseudo human robo status. Like it hasn't got
on Jimmy Fallon.
That it has to tumble it on. But I guess it's interesting that basically you can see.
I hate, and I think that they said it's not coming out for a little while, but still, like, the thought of it happening is so, because then Apple's going to respond, and they're going to do something. It's just going to be like a, like, Google does something, and then Apple tries to one-up it, then Google one-ups it.
How Apple can make it better, though, like.
That's true. Siri is an actual voice, like, it's a lady, like, it's an actual woman's voice.
Her sounds like a robot, it's weird.
I watched a video with her, because I've
Yeah, I think I saw that. We watched, for some reason, I watched in one of my film classes, a documentary on that lady, but that's so creepy.
How much money do you think she made off?
Probably so much, because think about how much it does.
How many iPhones have her voice on it?
Yeah, and it's a standard. I bet that she got like paid up front and then royalties, like based on how many iPhones were sold.
They got all those other people to do voices, like the British one and the male and all that.
And I know that the Google Duplex one like learns. It like learns talking, or like it slowly like learns more and more as it's like been around. So like if you say I want to go home, wait, who was telling me there's a new thing for Apple in the iOS 12 update that you can say I'm ready to go home like to Siri, and it'll program like if you have a smart house and a smart car, it'll when you're walking to your car, when you're close enough, it like starts playing a playlist that you usually listen to. And then when you get close enough to your house, the house turns to a certain temperature, like stuff like that. But it's all just by saying I'm heading home. And it's like,
that's sweet.
But you, it's like, you know how, like keybinds where you press F and it does whatever. It's basically you say your phrase and then schedule what it's going to do. It's
That's sweet.
It's sweet, but it's spooky. I need to go and watch the keynote thing. I can't even remember what it's called.
We all know the Apple car is going to be $900 million.
Yeah, and it's not going to come out for like 6 years. Wait, is it coming out? No, I think that Tesla is going to pair with them.
No, Apple, I read, was with Volvo.
Yeah, Volvo.
With Volvo? Oh, wait, that's right, because we used to, I don't think we did, but somebody had one, and Apple just works with it really well. Like, you can, it just connects to the car really well. Costco. I think BMW does, too. Costco?
Costco has.
Google's car is ugly.
Google has a car?
Yeah. They're,
is it that one that's one now, that looks like a little
old one has
pod bus? Oh, yeah.
Tesla hid the cameras. Google just let them out.
Is it the one that has the, it's like bar stool seating, or like bar seating, like booth on both sides, but there's no steering wheel?
Yeah.
Is that the one? It's literally like how y'all are sitting and how I'm sitting, and that's it. And it's just a car. It's spooky.
It's weird, but it reads
the lines.
When did that come out?
A long time ago, but it's not like a consumer thing. I think it's still in beta.
Tesla's the only one that's actually come out.
Tesla, dude, I saw a white Tesla today. The white and the black Tesla looks so cool.
Yeah.
The other ones look good, but like they're not as clean. Blue one's sweet too.
Is growing on me.
Yeah, I want to use Claudia's car for a video so bad with the butterfly doors.
Yes.
That'd be so sweet. Or Pelican. What's the name of them?
Pelican. No.
The ones that open up.
Oh. Those are Falcon ones.
Falcon. Doors, watch out, we got some Falcon doors.
And then you have suicide doors, you have butterfly
doors. Suicide doors are the ones that go like that, right?
Yeah.
And then butterfly is the one that doesn't butterfly go out and up?
Suicide doors open this way.
That's no.
Like a normal door? Like our doors?
No. Suicide doors open
so like a,
that way.
Like a... A
suicide door.
So like if you're looking at the car like this, where there's like one that opens like this and one that opens like this, like a Rolls Royce, and a Bentley.
Rolls Royce usually have suicide doors. That's what
That makes a lot more sense.
They open up like a barn door, basically.
Oh, yeah, that makes a lot more sense. And then
I know because every time I saw on TV screen, my dad says that.
He's like, suicide doors. Did he say that?
Is that it?
Thanks, Dad. Yep. Right. Suicide doors. You got anything to follow up?
So the front door opens like a regular car, and the back door just opens up.
The front door opens,
So if you open both doors, you you see the whole.
What if, what if they both open from the middle? Like, if this is the front, they would just open like this. They just squish them. Ah! My mom got her hand stuck in the. When, like, if the door opens like this, she got it stuck back here in the back hinge. It was. And it was locked, and we had to unlock it while her hand. We're like, shoot, we gotta unlock it. And she's like, ah, yeah. That was scary. And she didn't even break her nail off. Like, it just blew up. Did you ever see Mike's nail when he smashed his?
Yeah.
His was gross. Teddy broke his forefinger, too.
My mouth was open that whole time.
Yum. In awe. He was going to mouth the mic.
My mouth was in awe when he just walked in and said my tooth fell out.
Who?
Pulled it out.
Oh, I forgot about that. Hey.
Hey, guys.
Hey, guys.
I'm going to have to leave real quick. My tooth fell out.
Oh, you didn't have to show us. You're going to just... That's funny. Dude, I... Look at my hand right now. Tell me that doesn't look like a bone just sticking out.
Yep.
No, it's getting worse too. Like, I'm wondering. I don't want to. Katie said that I can go and get a external treatment where they don't actually give you a what is it called? An X-ray. They just like touch it and like, yeah, it's good, or no, it's broken.
Patient for BetterMed.
No, BetterMed, that one that's in the urgent care place.
Yeah, but that's, I don't know.
Minute Clinic. Were they trying to, like, snap it back in place?
They had to put, like, a pencil between my toe because they couldn't get the x-ray where it was broken.
Where it was supposed to be?
Yeah, it was really weird. And it was one of those weird ones where it hurt a lot where I walked, so I had to wear one of those stupid half boots.
Oh, those are the worst thing ever. I would just ask for a whole boot. Like, hey, what's wrong with you? I broke my toe, but I hate the half boot. The half boot looks so bad, especially the ones that look like those shape-ups where it's, like, round at the bottom and your foot, like, it was the rolly one. It's the worst thing.
And my feet were already huge, so it made it looked like I was literally wearing one of the flippers when you swim.
Oh my god!
You want for a dive? Nah, I just broke my toe.
No, I just broke my. It's all like right. That's like when football players are like on the injured reserve, and it's like, what happened? He broke his pinky toe. But it's like, yeah, but it's worse than it's or like a baseball player breaking their pinky. Lance and I were playing football one time.
What's that?
I don't even remember when it was, but it was. I think it was Thanksgiving or like around Thanksgiving. But
it was a Super Bowl.
Oh yeah, and it was the Saturday before the Super Bowl.
Yeah, that's right.
But there was a kid that got tackled, and I guess he landed on his finger weird. But he got up.
He was going for the flag.
Oh, you've told me this.
Oh, I thought that were there flag? I don't remember. Somehow he did something to his hand, and we went on for like 2 minutes, and then he looked at his hand, and it was literally a perfect L. And one of the guys came over and just like popped it back in place, and he was good. But he freaked out. He was fine, and then he looked at it, and he was panicking and, like,
yeah.
Pacing around. And he kept laughing and, like, doing, like, the laugh pain thing. He's like, ha, 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 what's happening? So, anyway.
It's so gross.
Yeah. When you get back into place, too, like
setting it, like...
Does that hurt even more?
I don't know. I would think it probably hurt as it happened, but they put me to sleep to put it back.
Oh, okay.
Which...
I heard it hurts more when they put it back in place than
when I broke it. It didn't. It like I got hit in the face, so like it hurt, but it wasn't as like I didn't think I broke it. But I like so much blood came out of my face. Like I like got hit and I like bent over like this,
yeah.
And it just pulled out of my mouth and my nose.
Like in the movies,
which is
not a good reference towards movies. But like in movies, when they break their nose, they're like oh. But when you see them put it back into place,
it's like
screaming.
Yeah, I feel like it would probably hurt, but. Because I would, like, kind of mess with it to see if I could just, like, pop it. And it was, like, stiff. Like, I couldn't... It wouldn't let me do it.
I hate when things break.
I don't even... Like, I'm worried that, like, I'm going to wait too long and it's just going to be stuck there. Which... the thing that happened to my foot, it did the same thing. And it, like, bubbled up. But it's not there anymore. So, like, I'm wondering if it just, like, fixed itself.
It doesn't look as bad as when you showed me in the elevator.
Oh, yeah.
If you just get another finger...
Dude, I probably should.
That's easy transplant.
Oh.
Dude, you're going to be Wolverine now.
Uranium? Is it uranium?
Tech
uranium? No, it's the same thing as Captain America's shield. Ultranium?
Ultron. It's Ultranium. It's not Vibranium, I tell you.
No. Wait. No. Is it Vibranium? No, Vibranium is the one that shapeshifts, right?
Vibranium is the one from Black Panther.
I know it's from Black Panther, but they're all the same...
Oh, they are all the same, yeah.
Is it vibranium? I think it's vibranium.
It's all the same. Captain America's shield, yeah.
I'm pretty sure it is. Because I remember thinking, yeah.
I was thinking, yeah.
vibrations. Oh, that actually is going to be good. Is that, when is that?
I think it's July.
I've seen it, yeah. It should come out pretty soon.
Dude, there's
an Incredibles.
Oh, and Incredibles 2. There's another movie that's coming out the 22nd. Oh, Jurassic World. The second Jurassic World.
I can't wait for Jurassic World either. A lot of people don't like it. Like
no way.
I like it.
I got to go see Solo.
I don't understand people who are like, I hate unrealistic movies. I'm like, it's a movie. It's supposed to be unrealistic.
Yeah. Unless you're watching like a documentary or a biography or something.
Yeah. Yeah, if you want to see something real, go watch the Winston Churchill.
You, I don't know if you actually want to see it, but the trailer for Won't You Be My Neighbor?
Oh, yeah. Who plays, is it a documentary or is it a live action? Because it's Mr. Rogers.
I
love Mr. Rogers.
I low-key want to see the first Purge.
I can't remember. I've seen the first three.
People say, I love the Purge movies.
They're good. I don't love them. Like, they're bad. Like, they're not good. Like, they're entertaining. They're not good.
Yeah.
Which this newest one actually looks all right, but the I think the first one had Kevin Bacon in it, and it was like, oh, they finally got a good actor.
I wouldn't go see it.
Yeah, MoviePass is the only reason.
Superfly looks kind of good too.
Superfly?
Yeah, it has.
I gotta go look at the upcoming movies.
It's a black guy from Black. I can't remember his name.
From what?
He was on Blackish. He was on a couple other.
Tyler
shows.
Perry.
No.
Is Tyler Perry in Blackish? Yeah, it's Tyler Perry's Blackish, isn't it? No, it's the guy. I know who you're talking about.
Blackish is too white
for Tyler Perry.
I used to watch a show. Blackish is, I mean, not Tyler Perry is like the encompassment.
I used to watch Blackish and Fresh Off the Boat, and those were so, they were so
funny.
Yeah,
Fresh Off the Boat was funny.
And then I just forgot about it. I just didn't watch it.
Yeah, Fresh Off the Boat is done, I'm pretty sure.
There's that movie, The Adrift, the one where they're stuck in the thing.
I just don't like ocean movies, because ocean, like.
Did you ever see Castaway?
Already scares me.
Did you see Life of Pi? Life of Pi, Castaway. There's another one.
I watched
some
of it, but
Captain Phillips.
I already knew, like, that's with the tiger, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, so I already knew about that one.
Oh, and the...
They showed a lot in the trailer for Adrift, though.
The Queen movie. Freddie? Mercury?
Rhapsody,
it's called Bohemian...
Yeah, they're
I don't like that.
They should just call it Queen.
Yeah.
That would be cool.
It's not till November, though.
The
Dang.
Lego Movie 2 trailer came out today.
Oh, yeah.
I still haven't seen
that.
It yet. I need to watch it. When I get home or after this, I'm going to watch it. I just love the Lego Movie. That was so funny. That's just a funny movie everyone.
What Marvel movie are we getting other than name? Oh, wait, no. Captain Marvel's not till next year. Never mind.
Incredibles.
Wait, is Captain
Tag. Oh, we
after...
already said that. Uncle Drew.
Captain Marvel's going to be an old movie. It's going to take place in...
But is it going to be after Infinity War 2?
What?
Because I thought Captain Marvel was supposed to come out in the summer.
No, Captain Marvel's coming out before the second part because Nick Fury called her.
I know.
So she has to be.
I always forget Captain Marvel's a girl. I keep thinking Vision.
I read it wrong.
I keep thinking Vision is Captain Marvel.
Oh, yeah.
Vision was freaking useless.
He was. He did nothing. Doesn't he have like a lot of powers?
He did nothing.
He should have stayed Jarvis.
In Captain America Civil War, he was so OP, and then in that movie, he literally never used his power.
I wonder how many times he got stabbed.
I know.
A million.
I want to.
You're saying spoilers. It's your fault for not saying it.
Yeah, if you haven't seen it by now. Anybody who gets upset by spoilers needs to grow up, you know?
Whoa.
I'm sorry, that was violent.
Yeah, Captain Marvel comes out in March, and then I'm guessing Infinity War 2 comes out in May again.
Yeah, it comes out in May.
I hated that there were people in the theater that acted like Infinity War 2 wasn't going to happen. Like,
I know!
They were shocked that it was going to be a continued story.
That one girl.
What did she say?
Well, first, I'm not making fun of it, but first there were when the three girls fought.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like, yes, finally. I'm like, what?
Empowerment.
And then when everybody died, basically, she was like, oh. She like fainted. She basically fainted. She was like, oh my god.
And then there was that one kid that was like that you knew in his friend group that was like, I'm switching to DC.
That was funny.
That got the whole entire theater to laugh. That was
and
good.
And when Rico was vaping throughout the whole.
Oh yeah, and he kept blowing it down, but it would flip back up.
He was like blowing it out. Like,
at the end he did. But at the beginning he would like hit it and then blow straight down and then it would still come back up but like not as much.
Yeah.
Dude, that movie was good. I have a hard time seeing superhero movies twice cuz I know exactly what happens.
Yeah.
Like and especially with there's so many that come out like
you
get your fix every like 3 months.
If you didn't expect anybody to die at the end of Avengers Infinity War
then you don't know.
Don't,
yeah.
I haven't watched any superhero movies ever.
I didn't expect the way they died, but I expected people.
Yeah, I also didn't expect that many to to that either.
Yeah. I don't get it. The like.
It's the original six now.
Yeah, I know, but why? Is it like because they've been around longer?
Going around full circle.
I think it just cause it's pure luck. Because he said he was going to wipe out half the population. It's just pure luck.
Huh. Interesting. Yeah, I don't know. I don't. Also, I wish that they could get Deadpool in there, but with Josh Brolin being two different people, can't happen.
Oh yeah.
And
well, he's dead. Oh shoot.
Is he?
Thanos?
No.
The guy he plays in Deadpool?
No, he's not.
He's dead?
Huh?
He's part of the team.
Did you watch the movie?
Oh, you did see it.
Yeah.
No, wait, he went back in time, remember?
No, he didn't. No, he didn't.
He used his only one, but he was back.
So he's stuck present.
And his girlfriend's alive now.
Spoiler alert. Oh, shoot, I said it after.
Oh, yeah, same for watching.
That scene was so long, though. Yeah. It was funny, but... Oh, and Ryan Reynolds is two superheroes. He was Green Lantern, but they...
That's
actually,
DC,
wait.
Though.
No, it's not. Is it?
Green Lantern's
DC, yeah.
Oh, sure is.
He's in the... What's it called?
How did they get to do that scene?
How did they get to do...
They must have had to pay a lot of money.
The part where he's got the Green Lantern script.
They're doing all
and he gets shot in the forehead.
All the people he
that
plays.
Was so funny.
I think that one was funny. I think the funniest one was when he kept shooting the old Deadpool. Right?
Oh, yeah.
Wolverine was like...
That was... Because did you ever... Have you seen all the X-Men movies?
No, but I know about that Deadpool.
Those were like the X-Men... Like before X-Men First Class... No. Yeah, before X-Men First Class and like all the newer ones. That was like the old ones with...
I knew what Deadpool looked like and he looked so stupid.
It was when Mystique wasn't, what's her name? Jennifer Lawrence. It was another girl.
Uh-huh.
But I like those movies. I bought like a set with three of them.
Yeah.
But they had the Deadpool with the, really? That's surprising. So. It was a weird Deadpool.
Like
you didn't like them?
They're
not as good as the new ones. The new ones are sweet.
They were too DC for me, like too dark.
Oh yeah.
They were, those X-Men, ones weren't very dark.
X-Men now. Dark.
Yeah.
Like Logan?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And X-Men Origins. I haven't seen Logan. I just know that it's dark. X-Men Origins.
Sam said that the first half of Logan's really good, which I agree, and the last half is terrible. And I agree with that.
When y'all were talking about Logan Lucky, I thought that that was that. I thought it was an X-Men thing. How are they going to combine X-Men and The Greatest Showman if he's both of them? They're not going to be able to do that.
What?
What other or Les Miserables?
They could have Deadpool and what's it called though? Just him.
I don't. Yeah, we were talking. I think
because Fox bought. I mean, Disney bought Fox.
True.
But who all's under Fox? Just X-Men.
X-Men. Yeah. All X-Men.
Is Deadpool?
Fantastic Four. Yeah, Deadpool is in there.
And
he's technically like in the X-Men.
Now they're trying to get
a trainee.
Now they're trying to get Spider-Man right now from Sony.
I thought they did.
It's like half.
It's half right now. Well, no, remember what Sam said? In the next Spider-Man movie, Marvel's not even allowed to mention their company name. It's just going to be Sony in the beginning. You know how when it fades in, it shows Marvel?
No, the next Spider-Man movie?
Said Sony goes first, and then it's...
I thought he said that Marvel couldn't even be in it.
No, he said Sony goes first, and then Marvel's... It says
okay, can I say, Marvel, I was going
to
say,
that's
so stupid.
Has Sam explained the difference between Marvel and Marvel Studios? Because there's clearly a difference, because like some movies say Marvel Studios. Like, Avengers says Marvel Studios, but... Deadpool said Marvel. I'm like imagining, yeah.
Maybe
I'm imagining
like
that because
Fox.
It's Fox that they can't say Marvel Studios.
Because
Marvel Studios is Disney, but I'm wondering if Marvel is the whole thing. Like they're separate things. So like I'm wondering if that's.
That doesn't make sense.
It's stupid.
Like, who let them split up between different companies?
It was, okay. So
it had to be Marvel's thing.
Yeah, because Stanley and Marvel were running out of money, so then they sold a bunch of the people they thought they didn't need.
Why would you not need Spider-Man?
Yeah, I know. But they sold
which he knew was like an original Avenger.
So Venom. Oh yeah, that's what. It's
oh,
it's
that movie!
Sony.
I forgot about that.
Yeah, it says Sony and then it says Marvel.
But it looks good though. I'm gonna see it.
Yeah. Who's the actor?
The guy who played Bane and
yeah.
The guy who played him in
Max.
Mad Max.
Tom Hardy.
Yeah. Even though he looks nothing like him when he plays Bane.
Dude.
I feel bad for Bane in the trailer. It looks like he's a good guy and just. You know what I mean?
But are you talking about in Dark Knight?
No, in the trailer for Venom. Remember?
Oh, the guy who plays Venom. Okay,
yeah.
You felt bad for Tom.
Like, you don't have to do this, and then yeah.
I can't. So is Tom Hardy Venom, or is he another guy?
He plays the guy who gets absorbed by Venom.
Yeah.
Are they gonna have Spider-Man in that?
No.
Because that in Spider-Man 3, that's how it happened.
They're gonna have his own movie, and then they're probably, and then in Spider-Man 3, if they make a third one, we'll probably.
It's kind of like AIDS, if you think about it.
Venom?
Yeah. Because remember, Spider-Man was up on the bell tower, and his goo dropped off of him and hit the guy that became
so
Venom.
Like AIDS?
Yeah, it's like AIDS because it's like body fluid that.
So they did some.
Venom, no, Venom. You get AIDS through like chemistry. Just any body fluid. So like that's why like people that do heroin get AIDS all the time. He got peed on. He was naked. So I mean, naked.
Yeah, dude, we were filming.
In your hair?
We were doing some film location shooting yesterday. I stuck my head out because they were talking.
Literally this much of his head was out the
window. And I heard a... and then I was like... Oh. And I ran my hand through it, and there was just like...
Little pellets, like little seeds?
It was... No, because it's like goo.
Yeah.
It's brown and white, and I was like... A bird pooped in my hair, and no one believed me. No one believed me. And then I'd like, get out of the car and show my hands. I was like... It was a lot too.
When I was like,
yeah, I saw the white part and I didn't.
It like starts out one color and then turns white.
Cause the white I think is pee.
Is it?
Yeah,
or like so milky?
It's like I think it's pee. They poop and pee.
That'd be nice. I'm peeing and pooping at the same time.
I never do that.
When I was like 11, I was swinging on a swing set, and when I was up at the top, like the peak up at the top, I got pooped on my arm and it. Because I was going up, it was like, vroom, and it like ran down my, but it was like purple, like it just looked like raspberries.
I dead. Think when we were on the boat, a bird pooped on my mom.
She just peed on my lap. She just came over and sat there.
I thought you said when I said my mom got pooed on that. I thought you said she
pooed on
my lap.
She peed on my lap.
My mom evil.
Chica is evil. She's been all right. Last night she slept with me and she wasn't. Chica's my cat, by the way. It's not. I'm not saying a Spanish like girl.
Chica.
She's my chica. My chica. Stay with me. Do you mind if I borrow your chica?
Mi chicle.
Ah, mi chicle. Have you seen that vine?
Yes.
Do you think I can throw this and land it on the hook? Too late. Oh my gosh. I didn't land it.
Wow.
I can't believe we ended up talking about movies for so long.
Sorry.
No, that's good.
I like movies
too. Now that they're free.
Yeah. What TV shows?
Except for, I wish that movies were like an hour long. Like.
No, I love longer. Like. Whenever I watch movies now, if it's good, I'm like, keep going. That's why I liked Infinity War so much.
Because it's so long.
Fits so much in.
When there's drama at my house and I go to the movie, I'm like,
let me just stay here.
5 hours.
Yeah. I'm glad that Marvel was willing to stretch it out instead of just trying to like.
They should have just made it all one. Like,
oh my gosh.
That'd be a 5 hour movie.
Dude, they're making a Michael Jordan 30 for 30. It's going to be 10 hours.
Is it going to be one whole thing or is it going to be a series? Oh my gosh.
Imagine if Marvel did that.
The sad thing is, people would actually go see if it was 10 hours long from.
Yeah.
And for Michael Jackson.
Are people saying
that.
As
long as they had like an intermission?
It's like, this is it. Dude, when I saw Dark Knight Rises, we went to a trilogy movie. We saw Batman Begins, Dark Knight, and then Dark Knight Rises.
So
we were there
fun,
for so long. Like, literally, it was like 7 or 8 hours. It was so much fun.
They did that for Rocky at Commonwealth a couple weeks ago.
Aren't there like 7 Rockies?
Yeah.
Did they show all of them or just like the first four?
First four.
Because the fourth one's the best. Yeah. I've never even seen it. Just everybody says that. I haven't seen any of them. I feel like that's a movie that I need to see.
I did a marathon of them with Tim before I watched Creed.
Oh, that makes sense.
But, where are you saying about...
That when we showed you Lord of the Rings...
Oh, yeah, that was so long.
They had the extended edition.
Aren't the extended ones like 3.5 hours?
Yeah, it was so long.
They're two parts.
Oh, my gosh.
Like,
oh, yeah,
It was so long, I don't remember what happened in the first movie. I remember the important stuff, but there's so many...
I forgot about it, too, and I've seen that movie at least 20 times.
Sarah and I just watched the first four Harry Potters, and I watched the beginning of the fourth one, and then fell asleep and woke up at the end, and... It didn't feel like I went to sleep. It was weird. Like, because it literally talks about the, those games in the forest or whatever. No.
What's the name of the forest?
I don't get into it, but I know
I can't remember. The thing, it's the games with, like, Edward Cullen, the Twilight guy is in it, and then the girl. I can't remember.
That's the fourth
one? Yeah, where they do all the, it's the goblet, like, they get the goblet of fire. Like, that's the thing.
Yeah.
But,
oh, it's for the goblet of fire.
Yeah, all the games for that, and the whole movie is just the games. Yeah. And, like, I fell asleep at the beginning, woke up. It was super entertaining. It's just too long for what they do.
I only liked the last two.
The sevens?
Two of seven, and that was really good.
Yeah, that was really good. Because
there was a lot of action, too.
Yeah.
I need to figure out a way to go and buy all of them.
You finally saw them fight each other.
Avada Kedavra, you know?
Avada Kedavra?
Is that right?
Avada Kedavra, I think.
Oh.
Avada Kedavra.
Abracadabra. I'm a wizard now. Oh, I don't know. I don't remember when I thought of this, but have you heard of the Andy Griffith Show?
Yeah.
It's like old. I've never seen any of it, but I didn't know that Ron Howard was the main little kid. He's like little.
Yeah, yeah.
And then he grew up and he just directed the Solo movie, but he's in, he also did Arrested Development, and it's so weird seeing like him start as a little actor. And then now he's a director that's like actually successful.
I remember every time I used to watch it, my mom would go, "That's Ron Howard."
She would say it.
Yeah.
Opie. She's like, "That's Ron Howard." Like, oh.
Who's that? And then now.
It
all makes sense.
Did you hear about the drama with him directing? So, So who were the people that directed it at first? It was like two brothers or something.
I don't remember.
Johnson?
They were trying to make it more comedy.
Yeah, and so they fired them 70. They were 70% done with the movie, and they got fired and hired Ron Howard.
Did they have to restart?
Sam said they didn't restart. They just refilmed a lot of stuff.
To like make it work with Edward.
Yeah,
I mean, with
and Sam said once you get to 75%, you can't get fired. So they literally fired him right before.
They let him get all of it, and then like they probably planned at like 30%. They're like, "Oh, I can't do this."
But like with Solo, though, I mean, I guess where they were coming from, it should be. They're like, "Oh, it can be a comedy," but I feel like it.
Like, it could be.
Han Solo,
I mean,
is funny, but he's more of a.
Like, Star Wars has comedy in it.
Yeah.
Like, Han Solo in the movies is funny, but, like, the movie's not funny.
Yeah.
I need to
Solo
see it.
Solo was pretty good.
I need to go
Sam
see it.
Sam said it was good.
Jonathan said it was his favorite.
Oh, my gosh.
What? Every time a new Star Wars comes out,
that's
kidding.
True. No. The last two, he didn't.
Good.
He said he didn't like Force Awakens, or he didn't not like it, but he said that they weren't his favorite. Force Awakens and Last Jedi.
Did you see that 10 times?
I like the
Yeah,
last
he went
Jedi.
And saw Last Jedi 7 times in theaters or something. That's
saw,
literally, if he would have had Movie Pass.
Infinity War 5 times.
That's ridiculous. Each ticket's $12.50. Let's see. Quick maths.
He has Movie Pass. He got it before the can't see the same movie rule.
$63.50.
Hmm?
I got that.
No, that's not right. $64.50.
No, he got it before then is what I'm saying.
Oh, okay.
I can't believe I didn't go and see any movies twice when we could see it twice.
I can't do that.
Game night. I saw Game Night.
Oh, you did? No, yeah, no.
You saw it with Anthony and then you saw it with me.
Yes.
What movie? We saw Infinity Wars, but you didn't use your pass, and then you could use it later.
Broken.
Yeah, that was dumb.
Oh, I forgot
that was
about
so stupid.
That. Yeah.
We'll never know.
I can only imagine about 3 times, 30 times.
So my parents wanted to go to I Can Only Imagine, and I was like, fine. But I was like, but you have to use my real card. When they slid it, I had like 7 tickets
of
I Can Only Imagine, and that got me so many points.
Oh, dang.
And after that, me and Lance sat next to each other and just made fun of the movie.
I feel like...
God bless.
Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, life.
I'll be at church on Sunday.
I just don't think there's a way to make a Christian movie not corny.
Yeah.
Like
there's got to... I mean, it's like 21 Pilots like saying that they're like a Christian affiliate, but they don't like identify as a Christian movie. I mean, a Christian band.
Yeah.
Like, you could do that. They sure... Well, I think that they're doing that intentionally so that they can come back with a slam. You know, their last movie... Their last album was in 2015.
They did Suicide Squad after that, but that was...
But that was one song, yeah. And then they did that remix album with Mute Math that's like 5 songs. But that was already done songs.
Yeah.
But I forgot what I was going to say again. What were we talking about right before 21 Pilots?
Christian movies.
I think that was it.
Yeah, you can't make them not corny.
Yeah. There's something else.
I loved Woodlawn.
Oh.
But you might
want
to put your laptop in. It says that it's on your...
I got to put my... Where's my backpack? Over here? Over here? Oh, I put it over there. I gotta put my laptop in.
Y'all can keep talking.
Talk about these chicks don't even know the name of my band.
What was I trying to... Oh, I had a... You need to say something. I have a theory I found out.
Of what?
I'm gonna wait for you to say the trick, because I like when you say the trick.
Here.
I found out that the guy who owns... Okay, so first of all, you know that company that does the spit-in-the-tube thing? What is it called? Like 23andMe? Yeah, 23andMe.
Yeah.
That guy who owns Google is married to the girl who made 23andMe, and her sister is the CEO of YouTube.
They're the richest family.
Have you seen the Walmart family?
They have all of it.
The Walmart?
The Walmart family makes up like 3 of the top 10 most rich people ever.
What?
They're like both worth like $4 billion or something.
Oh my goodness.
Although, Actually, I want to. I love looking at that because Jeff Bezos blew past Billy. What's his name? Not Billy Graham. Bill Gates. Billy Gates. They blew past Bill Gates.
If you ever meet Bill Gates, please call him Billy.
Hey, Billy. Hey,
if
William.
I'm calling Jimmy Fallon, I'm calling him James. Hey, James.
Richest.
That would be so fun.
People in the world. I'm pretty sure Jeff Bezos is worth $112 billion.
Wait, last time I checked, it was 1.4.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Dang. Wait, 1.4 billion?
Yes.
Dang. It's probably when...
No, I mean, 104, sorry.
Oh, 100. 104. Oh. Richest man. I want to just give me a list. I don't want to see a document on it. Wait. Amazon grew to become the world's largest online shopping retailer, now worth over $430 billion. Bill Gates is 112? No, that's not right. Bill Gates is like 46.
Do y'all
90?
Do y'all happen to know the any assemble companies?
Assemble companies?
Yeah.
Uh-uh.
So there's Zildjian, Sabian, and then
Symbol.
Yeah, my bad. Zildjian, Sabian, and then there's Meinl. And so the dad had three kids. He started Zildjian, and then the three kids took over Zildjian when he died, but then they started fighting, so they all split up and made their own companies, and now they're all rich. But they don't talk to each other because they hate each other.
Fair. What was the one that you were saying? The YouTube... YouTube, 23andMe, and Google?
Yeah, well, the point of bringing that up
is there's two people from Google. It's Sergey something and...
Something. Well, I don't... I only know is that he's married to the girl who made that company, 23andMe.
Mm-hmm.
And the whole conspiracy theory is that...
23andMe is fake and they just boosted it for them?
No, this company recently came out with this formula or whatever, or is trying to, that can reverse your age. And then people on YouTube have been doing this 23andMe recently and keep sponsoring them and everything.
To get everybody to do it.
And then everybody spits in the tube. And then, of course, then they have it. And then, like 20 years from now, you're like, oh, I want to get younger. Well, guess what? You spat in a tube 20 years ago, pay us $10,000, and then you can become younger. So there's this whole conspiracy theory of why.
Is that Shane Dawson's
That was
video?
Shane Dawson's dude. And it freaked me out. I learned that from
crazy.
Shane Dawson. I was like, when he told me that, I was like, I'm not spinning it. Well, actually, no, I'm spinning it too. I want to become 20 years younger when I'm like 60.
The Joey Diaz was talking about that on a podcast that I was listening to today. And he said that he spit in the tube and he got Chinese. He said that he was like 20% Chinese, but he's like super Cuban. So who knows? Maybe he got somebody else's.
But like when you spit in the tube, though, like the theory is that they would keep some of it so that they have it, so that when you want
to... Do they send it back? I don't even think they send the tube back. I think they just send you a computer document.
So they might even just keep the whole thing.
They just keep the whole thing.
So then when you want to get the 20 years younger thing... You pay however much, it's probably going to be expensive, and then you can become younger. They're actually getting, like, really close to it. It's crazy.
A lot of people just get it for, because you can see your health.
Yeah.
Like, family line health or whatever.
Yeah,
like, if you're, like, prone to cancer and stuff.
Well, yeah, that's what I get. But then the theory is that since now this whole aging thing's coming out and becoming younger, that they're keeping it for a reason.
Yeah.
To make you younger and pay
YouTube, Google, 23andMe. And Google
and
pretty much,
connected in one family.
Like,
crazy.
Google has so much information. It's spooky.
What do you ask him?
Thanks, Keenan. I don't know if you're still listening, but thanks. Yeah. I probably need to go soon. I got to drive to Stanton. Stanton, hard tea. Hey, how's it going? Lance is filming a Snapchat right now.
You sound weird, like with the hard R. What song was it?
America.
Nope.
This is America. Oh, no, wait, no. No, Bonfire.
Yep.
Thanks. Thank you.
Bonfire.
I want to listen to... I don't like that all of his songs aren't the same. Like, he experiments so much. I mean, it's cool, but, like, you can't listen to a whole album all the way through because they're not all the same.
Except for the last...
You have to be in multiple moods. When's his new album coming out? Probably, like, July 1st.
He probably won't tell anybody.
That's true.
But,
This is America.
That's why I can't listen to Post Malone's album. That's your so... reason. Like, you have to be depressed.
Oh, yeah, 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 yeah.
Like, I listened to, like, two songs. I was like, this is just making me sad.
This is worse. I'm making... This is making it worse.
Better Now's on?
Yeah.
I like
Better Now.
It's a good... I can listen to Better Now and Psycho, but, like, if I listen to the whole album straight, you're depressed, buddy.
I can never remember my favorite song.
Crying?
Yeah.
It's, like, the second or third song on there. I'm gonna listen to it tonight. And he repeats himself. Better now, better now. You're not around. Not around. Let me try to find it. So, right now, what I'm doing is I'm opening my phone.
You everything. Whoa.
Oh, you like that song because.
What?
It's
B. Just Abby played it for me and then I got
hooked. Why can't I remember?
Are you talking about Congratulations?
Spoil My Night. Oh. Because I like Swae Lee. Have you listened to.
I like Swae Lee.
Have you listened to Shrimp Life 3?
Yeah.
The first song is so good.
Really?
Yeah, you have to listen to it with like bassy speakers though, because it's like the beat's not good.
I might have heard it on the radio.
It's called Like My Cosina or something.
Oh, maybe not. Swae Lee comments on every single one of Kendall Jenner's pictures with the eyes emoji.
He comments so on every single one of Post Malone's pictures with the eyes emoji too. Really? Maybe he's just kind of into both of them.
Oh.
He calls him his dirty daddy.
Oh my.
Post Malone is my dirty daddy.
Kendall Jenner's my dirty daddy.
Dirty daddy. Those are the dirty daddy eyes. Even for Kendall Jenner.
When I put on the extra bass on my radio, I get a headache.
The speakers in the Prius are ridiculous. Like, so everybody...
That was so funny.
I have a Prius. Dude, so I made a song that I put on Spotify, and for some reason, when you play it... Like, through headphones, it sounds fine, but when you play it through speakers, the bass takes over all the lyrics. It's just, like, only bass. And it's fun. But you can blast it in my Prius, and it's super exciting.
Is it the new one?
The You're Not Cool one?
Yeah.
Yeah. If you listen to it in your car, turn up the bass and you won't be able to hear the lyrics at all. It's just like boom, boom.
You look like your
boom.
Old profile picture where it's like half.
You look
light,
like you have a filter on you.
Dark.
I know. Yeah. It's so far away. This camera, this one's the 720, like it's not HD or it's not full HD. So I have to turn the contrast up to hide all the fuzzies.
Gotcha.
So anybody who's curious about that, that's what that is.
I think they were.
Alright, I'm gonna end it.
Can we restart?
Can we restart? Sorry, I missed the cue. Y'all should have told me I wanted to.
Can we restart?
Good game.
Whoa!
Good game.
How did we? That's crazy.
Guys, okay. I didn't even edit that.
Cut out that. Oh.
Ooh, the card's full on there. We're gonna have to use. That's unfortunate. So, guys, I'm sorry that the.
How long has it been full?
I've been checking it a bunch, so it probably was like just a second ago.
I'm walking out.
Anyway,
this is so unprofessional.
Here, we can come and share mics.
So wireless.
Everybody, we're sharing mics. We're going to be looking into that camera. Everybody, I hope that you enjoy this podcast with Lance and Zeke. This was fun. This is the Beige Couch Podcast. You can check us out on Anchor. On Anchor, iTunes,
sorry,
and YouTube. The YouTube account is Beige Couch Podcast. You can check us out on iTunes, Beige Couch. Yes. Look at Beige Couch Podcast. You can in the links below, you'll see all of our Instagrams. Yeah, we're live. Usually it's going to be live every Monday, upload every Tuesday, but sometimes that's going to be different. But upload every Tuesday should be the same. So anyway, that's all I got. Hope you guys enjoyed this. Do something nice to somebody.
Peace
out.
Peace out. Thanks, guys.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.